Hi guys, welcome to episode 11 of Trust in the Process with myself, Deborah Chosen. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are well. I am doing great because I have an announcement for y'all. I mean, if you are TTP fam and you're signed up to the mailing list or you follow me on Instagram, then you will already know by now. But I am super, super pleased and excited to announce that I will be hosting my very first Trust in the Process live podcast event in partnership with Bumble Beers, which is amazing, on Wednesday, the 6th of March. That's Wednesday, the 6th of March. It's all a bit mad, to be honest with you guys, because the turnaround has been crazy. But it's really been just because Jesus has been in it. The process itself has been very divine, challenging, yes, but very divine. And so I'm actually really looking forward to coming out on the other side, finishing this event and being able to share a lot of my learnings from it. But in the meantime, we are gonna meet y'all. Like, we're gonna do this like this, what we're doing now, we're gonna do it, but like live, we gonna be in the room together. Like, this is exciting to me. So the event is called A Seat at the Table, and I will be interviewing the amazing founder of Pepper Your Talk and the Junior Network, which is fashion's first members club for young professionals, Dior Bediako. Now, Dior is a force to be reckoned with. This girl has been featured on Refinery 29. She spoke at Stylist Live last year. She is all about helping to create space for young women in their careers, predominantly within fashion. But on the night, we're going to be talking about her journey from working for a top fashion brand, for working at luxury brand Burberry, to quitting her job and deciding to step out in faith and become her own business owner, to build a business that serves others. When Dior landed her job at Burberry, she soon realized that there were a lot of skills that she had not yet acquired, such as negotiating and navigating the space as a Black woman. And she realized that the problems that she was facing were more widespread than she'd ever known before. So there were other women just like her who also were struggling or finding it difficult to navigate the fashion industry. And so what did she do? She decided to create a solution for the problem, which, as many of us will know, is one of the best foundations you can ever have for a business idea. And so through that, she created Pepper Your Talk, which is a platform which is all about informing and educating women around careers. And that gave birth to the Junior Network, which gives women access to careers within fashion, which they may not have previously been afforded. Now, how will we be having this conversation on the night? Of course, I will be interviewing her live. There will also be a Q&A, so please get your questions ready. I'm also going to be talking a bit about my own journey, y'all, because you know, you've been through a few things work-wise. So many of you know, I've spoken about it before, but my year of unemployment, and if you've ever been unemployed for a long space of time, you will understand the challenges that that brings. So coming out on the other side, landing a job within fashion, navigating the social media industry and the marketing industry as a Black woman, there have been a lot of lessons that I've learned. There's been a lot of things that I've had to unlearn as well. And I hope to kind of shine some light on that throughout the night as well. So what can you expect on the night? Expect to walk away having learned how to negotiate effectively. You'll learn lessons such as how to maximize your network. If there's a dream that you have, if there's a brand or business, just an idea, something within you that maybe you're struggling to kind of bring into fruition, I believe that hearing Dior's story will give you the courage and kind of the insight into what it truly takes to launch something, to create your own table. I think it's great to talk about having a seat at the table, and I think there is a place for that, and that will come up in the evening. But I think there's something powerful to be said about when we choose to create our own tables, when we choose to shake the table, okay? We shake the table, we shake the status quo, and we create the things that we wish existed or the things that we once needed. And for me, that's what I'm even doing through the podcast. And so it's so important to me to bring out of people the goodness, the greatness that is on the inside of them. I'm like the biggest cheerleader ever of my friends and of strangers. I will just be dropping in people's DMs like, you're doing really well. Like, I need people to know that. And I believe that so many of us, there is greatness within us, and there are these ideas. And sometimes it's just a case of needing to hear someone else's story to know that it's possible. To know that it's possible to enjoy your work, to know that it's possible to build something that can serve others, to create your own table where you can say, hey sis, you can sit with me. Yeah, you can come sit with us. Let's take a seat and let's do amazing things together. So the vision behind it, as you know, I am incredibly passionate about wholeness. I believe wholeheartedly that Jesus died for us to live full lives. He says that he came to give us life and life more abundantly. So that goes for all areas of our life. That means he cares about the relationships. He cares about our minds. He also cares, though, about our careers. And I think sometimes from a spiritual kind of perspective, it can be overlooked. But do you all be in a fellow believer? I can't wait to ask her some questions about faith. I can't wait to ask her about how God has been involved in the process. You know, she's spoken to how God has been involved in the process. We spend far too significant a portion of our lives at work for it to not be an area that we invest in. A quick stat for you guys. We spend on average 14% of our total time on earth in work. If we take the average amount of hours worked per week, which was 39.2 hours in 2014, then we will work a total of 92,120 hours in the course of our working lives. So when I say that work matters. Careers are important to Christ and therefore they're important to me. So as I've said, Wednesday the 6th of March, the event will be taking place in West London at White City Place. The doors will open at 6:30 p.m. with networking and nibbles, and then we will take things through to 9 p.m. close. Expect opportunities to network with like-minded individuals, honest conversations, because you guys know I will work to get to the heart of the matter. You should already know that by now. And of course, expect to leave impacted, inspired, and motivated to believe that you can have a seat at the table and also create your own table. So tickets are live and available right now, and they are selling. So make sure that you secure your ticket ASAP. Visit the link that's in the description of this episode and you can get your tickets from there. Alternatively, you can follow me on Instagram at Deborah Chosen. Check the link in my bio, as that will also take you through to the tickets. And if you're just one of those people that prefers to type it straight into the browser, I got you. You can go to bit.ly/TTP live. That's bit.ly/TTP live. Tickets are going and I would love to see you there. This year we're securing the bag. We're securing our edges, but most importantly, we're securing wholeness. Amen, somebody. Amen. So I can't wait to see you guys there. I look forward to meeting you. And until next time, remember to keep trusting the process, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.